Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yes, yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.
So, we've got a number one deluxe meal. Is there anything else I can get you?
Yeah, I'd also like a good night's sleep.
Excuse me, sir?
You know, the I didn't struggle all night with my uncomfortable CPAP mask, or something like the my wife didn't kick me out to sleep on the couch because of my constant tossing and turning.
Sir, we don't have anything like that here. I think what you're looking for is Inspire. It's an implant that works inside your body to treat sleep apnea without a CPAP. That way you can breathe normally and rest more soundly.
Come on!
Oh, he sounds hangry. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep apnea treatment of its kind. It's helping tens of thousands of people finally get restful sleep. To learn more, visit InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at InspireSleep.com.
So it's Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's doing the new rock album. She did duets with a lot of rockers, Bono, a bunch of different rockers. This one, I listened to this in its entirety, and I before I say what I think, I'm going to play a snippet for you guys. This is Dolly Parton's redo with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr of Let It Be.
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 There won't be an end soon. Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Whisper words of wisdom.
Let it be.
I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Okay, there's a point where she speaks, let it be, just let in the song.
I thought that part sounded good that you played.
That's the best part. I should have played the rank part. That is the best part. It's
well, that kind of changes my whole opinion.
I know. Now you got to play. I guess you have to hear it in its entirety.
Probably.
That's the only good part.
I like that part.
I mean, it's pretty, Trev, if you can pull it up, if you can find, I know, there's the beginning of it, but she, when she first speaks, let it be, I'm like, no, I don't know, and that she got the nod from those guys, I feel better about it, but I listened to the whole thing, and I just kind of thought abomination was the word that came to mind, like, you can't, like, why?
If Paul's good with it, I'm good with it.
That's what I say, and that is, that. You know, when, that snippet did sound great.
All right. We'll post this for you too.
Yeah.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Give a minute.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Oh, no!
I love it.
Let it be.
What is wrong with you?
You're just being a nasty, nasty woman.
I know. I love Dolly Parton. I want to love it. Wait.
Let it be.
When she speaks, let it be.
And when the broken heart.
This is brilliant.
No.
Living in the world.
Sing it, girl. You hate women.
How could we be so on the opposite sides of the song?
Because I love Dolly and you hate women.
I love Dolly Parton. I love her.
Apparently not.
I love her. No, I do. I just cannot. I despise this song. Oh, like, I love when she sang with Mick Jagger, Let It Be. When she spoke
it. She just said, Let It Be.
That was weird, though. That part of it was weird.
Yes.
That threw me off.
But it's not like she's rapping. No. It's not like she's going, there will be an answer, yo, let it be. She just
No,
said,
she isn't. Right. I think it's about the same. I think it'd be the same. I just didn't. I don't know.
I'm goosebumps. Ugh. I liked it so much. I love Dolly. That was good.
I do too.
No,
I just
you
hate
don't.
It.
You
so
hate her.
I hate that version. Why do you hate Dolly Parton?
Yeah. Why
All
do
right.
you hate Dolly? That was
Sports
a good version.
Next.
Play that again.
Why do you
Trav?
Hate Dolly?
Major League Baseball: Tigers and Guardians in Cleveland. Final game of the series here. Tigers, another all-around effort, helped them pick up a series win against the division rival.
This one in the air, deep right field. Gonzalez drifting back, looking up, and gone! Two-run blast for Torkelson to start the day. Down the right field line. That's got some carry, and it's out of here!
Did miss that one.
Sheppy's up. Tigers win, 4-1. Spencer Torkelson with his 22nd home run of the season. Kerry Carpenter with his 18th home run of the season. They are still 10 games below the 500 mark, but playing pretty good baseball right now. They take 3 out of 4 in Cleveland. Still 7.5 back of Minnesota for first place in the AL Central. Tigers start a series with the Chicago Cubs tonight at home. We're playing pretty good right now. First pitch at 6:40. Alex Fiedo on the mound for the Tigers. Detroit did make a move internally with their farm system. They're calling up outfielder Parker Meadows from Toledo. He played a couple years here in West Michigan with the Whitecaps. He was a second-round pick for Detroit back in 2018. He's hitting right around 260 this year for the Mudhens and has 19 home runs. Whitecaps, speaking of them, they just keep winning ball games. They beat the South Bend Cubs last night 5-1 or 5-0, a shutout. West Michigan now winners in 6 out of their last 7 games. They improve to 60-52 overall this season. Second week of NFL preseason action. The Lions had the Jaguars in town for a game, and they looked pretty lifeless. They lost 25-7.
Aww.
Seems like the backup quarterback situation still isn't figured out. They brought on Teddy Bridgewater, 1 year, I believe, a $5 million deal, and he looked horrible on Saturday.
I mean, it's his first game.
I know, but God, you showcase this guy. Hey, he's going to be our backup. You know, we're good. We're good if Goff gets hurt in any manner. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not by any stretch of the imagination. He sucked on Saturday.
Well, give him a minute.
No.
He's got to be better than Sudfeld. Come on.
Sudfeld and him were neck and neck for being horrible on Saturday.
So while they were talking about Teddy wearing number 5, right?
50.
Right, he wore number 50.
Yeah.
But his whole career, he's worn number 5.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
But it's already, the running back, David Montgomery already has it, the guy they got from the Bears. Dutch Clark's number 7 is retired, taking away his second option. According to the Lions roster, 4 and 17 were available, but Bridgewater went off the wall, took 50, adding a 0 to his favorite number.
Did you say Dutch Clark?
What?
Oh, yeah, years.
When did his number get retired, 46?
36.
What's the rule?
30.
Hey, isn't it defense as 50 and out? Like, what's the rule with
linemen
numbers
or linebackers?
Jerseys?
They've kind of gone, the rules are over now. It used to be that the guard, you know, your guards would wear 50s or a center, and then your linebackers could wear 50s. But it's kind of all changed now. They let guys wear single numbers on the defensive line now and everything else.
Because what was Dick Butkus? His big famous
51?
Yeah, 51. I don't know.
Linebacker. He was a linebacker, so that was correct.
Yeah.
The tackles were 70s. Tight ends and wide receivers were 80s. Running backs were usually 20s or 30s.
And then quarterback. Like, isn't that just a single digit usually?
It was always under 20 would be a quarterback. It was always 19 and under.
And they still keep their number under 20 for the most part.
Why?
Well, it was originally done so the refs could keep track of who was where, because certain positions can't go downfield on a pass until the pass is thrown. Like linemen, you know, you want your linemen to be at the line of scrimmage when the ball's thrown, otherwise it's a penalty, so it was easier to watch.
Okay.
That's why.
I don't know the rule. Just know you guys get a little surly during sports sometimes.
I just want the Lions to have a good year. That's all I want.
You know what? I was watching CBS Saturday morning, and an analyst came on and said the Lions are favored to win it all this year.
One of the favorites.
Some CBS analyst came on and said that. And I'm like, what? I said to stop, rewind it, and listen again.
No, it's all
stupid. No, it's a bunch of hooey.
Yep.
Hooey.
It's all stupid patooey.
If you think you know how to make these predictions and you're a draft person, if you have a league, fantasy football league, you can join us on the 30th at Gun Lake Casino. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time. We got a bunch of people coming. You can bring your whole league set up. All you got to do is go to WLAV.com. We're going to give away two $500 Visa gift cards. We got a bunch of t-shirts to give away. It will be a grand time at the 131 Sports Bar and Grill.
That's the 30th, Travis's birthday. Greg.
Travis, don't wear that bomb pop shirt.
Don't. Why? It's cute, but you'll get your ass kicked there.
I'll wear my Lions jersey.
One of those people who's pulling an oxygen tank going in the casino will beat you about the head, neck, and face with their oxygen tank.
And buttocks. Wait, so don't wear your skin tight Lion jersey. The jersey's not supposed to show off your man curves.
Okay. Oh. Stop it, man.
I bought it a couple years ago. I put on a little weight. Leave me alone.
Greg, your town is in the news.
Allendale?
No, the other one. I'll tell you next.
Oh.
So,
good people of Allendale.
No, it's not Allendale. No, it's not. Not Allendale.
What are you talking about?
It's not. It's not Allendale this time. Mm-mm.
Allendale's my spot.
It's not Allendale. It's the city in which you were born, Greg Henson.
Howell?
No, not okay. Okay, the city. Damn it! It's not Howell.
Who?
It's the city where you grew up.
Troy.
Yes.
Who? What about it?
Troy. Okay. Livability.com released their best 100 places in the United States to live. These are based on their 100 data points in an algorithm based on these factors: economy, housing, cost of living, transportation, environment, and much, much more.
Hot
entertainment,
chicks.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, hot chicks. Troy, Michigan is number 10 on that list.
Doesn't surprise me. I took that backwoods podunk slap-ass town out of the Stone Ages.
Yeah,
now look at
you.
What I made it. Look what I made it, Travis.
It
a top 10 town in America.
You're so full of yourself.
Didn't you tell me Larry had
show.
A... Didn't you tell me Larry, your dad, had a backyard full of junk? I mean,
Larry
guys
did.
Pretty much...
Yeah,
there was
I had
pretty
to call
much,
the cops on him.
You did... It was pretty much, you know.
Okay, let me tell you stories about Larry. Was there before it was a city, when it was Troy Township, right?
Okay.
And so Larry would go out and get stuff off a job. So when Larry would come and tear your house down, he'd take your carport. Larry would come take that tractor out of your backyard, and he would set it in our backyard. And grass would grow over it, and it'd be sitting out there. Larry used to get dragged into the city hall all the time. Larry, you got to get those damn dump trucks off your property.
Classy.
Oh,
Larry had a side business with dump trucks and bulldozers and front end loaders. And he parked them all in the lot next to our house, which is owned by his brother with no house on it.
Oh, God.
And they'd be like, the inspector would come by and him and the inspector would fight and go back and forth. And finally, they made Larry get himself a commercial spot to park his stuff.
And he would
always go into court, I am not kidding you, and say, I was here before this was a city. I ain't moving my stuff.
I was here first.
And the judge would drop the gavel and say, we can't argue with that, dismissed. I swear to God.
Are you kidding?
He won every time. Because the judge would say, what am I supposed to do? He's been here since the 40s. You know what I mean? Or the early 50s.
Well, he had a horse and carriage on this property before.
We had a horse. In Troy. That would be like having a horse in Grand Rapids.
Right.
In our backyard. His name was Snooper.
So, what? You really had a horse in Troy in the city of tomorrow today that would destroy the city of tomorrow today?
At Big Beaver and Rochester Road, which is one of the more busy intersections in the whole state.
Yeah, there's the mall there now and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. And we had Snooper the horse. He kept getting out, so we had to get rid of him. But this was in 73. When I was 5 years old.
You had a horse and a bunch
horse's
of tractor.
Name?
Snooper.
He was
a horse and a bunch of tractors.
Brown horse with a With a white face. He was great horse.
He kept getting out because this is a city. What am I doing? I'm living in a city.
Well, Big Beaver Road, which is now six lanes, was two then.
Yeah. He's running down.
It got wider.
Oh, it's now that's a major thoroughfare. Like, you can't. That is hilarious.
Ever heard of Somerset Collection?
Come on, the Somerset Mall.
No.
What? Oh,
I'm from the west side of the state.
You've got to get out.
Still, everybody knows the Somerset Mall.
I don't think so. 28th Street was before I ever came up here.
Okay, so Troy is on that list of, it's number 10 out of the top. Rochester Hills is like on top 15 also.
You know when it changed for Troy?
When we went to
the state championship game.
Oh, and you lost.
Oh, God.
It elevated the whole city in the eyes of the nation.
Do you know what? Listen, do you know what the median home value is in Troy?
She's just 300.
You're close.
What is it?
352.
Yeah.
The median home value.
Because where I grew up in the hood, that brings it down. I was south of Big Beaver, gunplay, knife play, bad.
Bad gunplay. Yeah. Rochester Hills is 15. I wonder if Grand Rapids made this list. I didn't even check.
What's the richest? What about Forest Hills?
Minnesota.
Like
East Grand Rapids.
East Grand Rapids.
But that's all Grand Rapids. That would be under Grand Rapids, I think. That would fall under.
Grand Rapids, Traverse City, and Ann Arbor are among some of the best places to live in the state of Michigan, according to livability.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm under livability, but this is in the nation. I'm looking in the nation. Ann Arbor. You're right. Ann Arbor made it. Ann Arbor beat Grand Rapids. Ann Arbor.
I don't know about that.
I don't either. It's not much.
Ann Arbor doesn't do it for me. My wife loves it. I like it, but I don't love it.
It's not a big city, though. And if you're thinking about, we talk about those 10-minute cities where you can walk in 10, you're never more than 10 minutes. Ann Arbor's not one of those. It isn't.
No.
It's got cool stuff, but not. Like, you can get on a highway pretty easy. To me, Ann Arbor's hard to get in and out of. I'm looking for Grand Rapids, though.
I think part of it, too, is the college town thing. I don't think a lot of people want to live in a college town.
Grand Rapids did not make the top 100 list. I'm shook. We have made every list.
But maybe Grand Rapids is in a big city category.
No, these are all not. Ann Arbor isn't either. And that made the list.
Okay,
Appleton, Wisconsin made the list. Right. Are you looking for a fight, Henson? Are you looking for a fight?
Nobody's looking for a fight here.
Yeah, nobody wants a fight, McCormick.
U.S. News and Real Estate says Grand Rapids is number 34 on the list of top 150 places to live.
Sure, that's real estate, but this is this list. Cedar Rapids made this list. Yeah, Grand Rapids, we've made every list but this one. You know what? You can take this list and jam it because we have made every. Grand Rapids is a damn nice place. Happened, Greg?
Whoa.
Since you've moved here, we've been taken off every list, Greg. I don't know why.
No, we'll definitely get moved up this list now.
Round Rock, Texas is on here.
I live there.
Fishers, Indiana.
That's
who wants to live in Indiana? Who wants to live there?
Fishers is north of Indianapolis. It's a suburb.
In Indiana? I don't know who wants to live in Indiana. Flower Mound, Texas. Didn't you live in Flower
Dallas.
Mound? Okay, that's on the list.
Overtly sexual name.
Is it? I don't get that. I can't.
Call me.
I can't. All right, I'll call you. You know what? I'm going to walk down. I'm going to get my car and drive down to your side of the council and talk to you.
Flower Mound's a great town. That's east of Dallas or west of Dallas.
Okay. Santana's getting kind of a cool honor, I think. We'll tell you about that next. I mean, one of rock's greatest guitarists is getting the documentary treatment. Carlos, the Santana Journey global premiere focuses on the career and personal life of star Carlos Santana. He's among the elite musicians who transcended decades and generations. He was at Woodstock and, also then with Supernatural, and he came out with that album that he did with, you know, he had Rob Thomas,
Michelle Branch.
That Supernatural album was like huge. While the rocker himself was enthusiastic about the film, he made the filmmakers agree to one term before giving his blessing. He said, "I want to own my movie. I want to have the rights to it, and I want to have a say on the beginning, middle, and end, and how I'm being presented." So I guess that's good. It's going to be in the theaters, though. I don't know if I go to a theater to see a Santana. I like him.
No.
At a theater?
I mean, watch
Netflix.
It on YouTube.
Netflix, for sure.
I watch a lot of documentaries on YouTube and stuff, like every night almost.
Same thing Netflix, too.
Yeah.
But in a theater, you got to get... I would want... What rock star's documentary in a theater would you want? Peter Frampton? I don't think I would go to any theater for a rock star documentary.
I'm
trying to think. I mean, maybe Frampton.
I think Beatles and like Stones fans would flock to theaters to see...
Sure.
To see something.
Sure.
REO? I'm just kidding.
Stop. Stop. Styx. Tesla.
How was he, that white snake?
I'll tell you what, AC/DC I might, because they have an interesting story. The Australian.
I'm not going to any documentary in a theater.
Here's,
if it's a docudrama or a biopic, I'll go.
Yeah.
Like the Whitney Houston one, that was good.
Or a docu-biopic.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Here's, this is a little snippet from... the documentary, I think.
Rock group whose album is zooming to the top of the record charts, Santana.
A very big show. The weird thing about Santana is, though, he's the artist, but he never sang any of his songs. Like, not one. Like, he only played guitar. So, here's
who's
a guy...
Who's saying I'm winning?
Not him. And he didn't sing Black Magic Woman, and he didn't sing,
That's not his voice. Oh, I thought Black Magic Woman was always him.
I mean, maybe like Winning was not him. Winning was a guy, like a nobody. And then, like, he never, Carlos is just the guitarist. I saw him when he came to the Welsh at the time. I saw him, and it was like going to a garage band. Like, he just jammed. And you have to be a guitar fan to watch Carlos, because it's just guitar fan. It wouldn't be your thing.
Yeah, I don't like when they get up there and they just start, you know.
That's all it is. That's it is. But that's for guitar people. That's great, but that's what it is.
Yeah, they give you that face.
Ha!
Huzzah!
Anyway, Carlos Santana. You know, perhaps we'll have tickets. And if we do give away tickets, we will go with you to see it. There is one instance. If we're giving away tickets, we'll go with you to see it. Speaking of ticket giveaways, we have Smashing Pumpkins again tomorrow, and Chris Tucker on this show tomorrow. There you go. I mean, I'm just saying, when you have company to run out and go do a job that you had a choice to do, I don't know. Is that rude? Is it not rude?
Nope. He's got to live his life.
Are we on the air? Are we back on? Sorry, Trev. Trev had the in-laws over this weekend and took off to Barton Saturday night.
Good.
Well, really, I was just above them. I was a floor above them at the Polish Falcons. They were there.
Oh, you brought them out to the Falcons. What was it, the Fundy Rundy? What was the run that you did, the Puka run?
The Scrundy Rundy.
What was it called?
The Dupa Dash, Michelle, and it's a
Dupa
thing.
Dupa Dash. Okay, it's not a thing, but the Dupa Dash. Okay. All right, so that's a run that you went all did on Saturday, and then at the Falcons, you went and bartended Saturday night with the. How was it with the in-laws? They spent the night at the first time they spent the night, two nights at the new house. How'd it go?
It was good. They rolled in at about, I'd say like 4:30 on Friday.
A little early.
And, I mean, but they went to bed super early. We ate some food, had dinner, sat outside for a little bit, and they went inside at like 8:30 and went to sleep. They're early to bed, early to rise people.
Did we have any incidents or anything?
Mm-hmm. I think it went pretty smooth for the most part. Her mom snipped at me on Sunday, though.
What? What happened? What
happened?
We were at Costco, and it was a zoo because it's Sunday morning at Costco, of course. And they forgot one thing on their shopping list. And Abby and her dad took off to the back of the store to go get it. Her mom, I could tell, was kind of irritated about it. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, I think I know exactly where that is. And she goes, well, then go. Like, oh.
Real.
But not mad at you, okay. Mad at the other two, right?
Well, I think just about the situation in general.
Did she at any point make any comments about anything needs to be different with the house? Like, I would put the furniture here, and what about, and the bathroom's not that clean. Did she make anything?
No, that house was spotless when they came.
So there was no...
Thanks to me, too.
Oh, come on.
But there was no incident or anything? Everything went fine?
She snipped at me that one time.
Well, okay, that one time. Who made breakfast? Did they get it? Did she get up and make breakfast? Did you make it for her because she was your guest?
No, we didn't make any breakfast on Saturday morning. I felt like a bad host.
Yeah, kind of you were.
Her dad fixed a couple things.
Whoa, did you get your washing machine fixed?
Yep, it's balanced now. There was a part that needed to get replaced.
Okay.
Her dad knew exactly what it was, too, and sure as hell, it works perfect now.
Did he shake his head at you? A lot, like, dumbass.
Made me feel like less of a man, though.
Right, he probably did.
Well, basically you are.
I don't know.
Sorry, was that out loud? Well, he fixed your washer. That's nice. So did the mom clean up at all, or was she...
Oh, yeah. She was like, we need to do this. We need to put this here. Because, I mean, the house is put together, but there's still a few things that need to get hung up. And
Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad everything went without incident. Because I was concerned, especially when I saw the pictures that you guys were around the campfire. And I'm like, couple of drinks, and they're going to be yelling and screaming
fight,
at each other,
fight,
right?
Fight,
no,
fight.
No. Not this weekend. I think they were just happy. I think they were happy to be invited.
Can I ask you a question?
Hit me.
How did it go with her and her mom?
Oh, by the end of it, like we left Costco and they were bickering. Oh yeah.
Is it sad? Is it sad that Greg and I wanted something bad to happen? Like I kind of wanted there to be a little kerfluffle. Well, just a little bit. Not anything permanent, just something at the
You're kind of a cynical person, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, so
I just wanted to laugh. I don't care.
So's your mother-in-law.
Oh, that's cold.
Nope, we did the dupe-a-dash. That was a lot of fun. Her dad stayed back, fixed the washer, fixed the turlet, too.
That's
doesn't
nice.
Squeal anymore.
Oh, the dad didn't go do the pooper-dash.
Oh, no. No, couldn't
he didn't
bothered.
Go do that thing.
No,
right.
he had manly work to do.
You kids go off and play while I fix everything in your house, you loser.
I got this. Yeah.
Okay. That's enough of a laugh for me. All right. I feel good about it now.
Yeah.
He stayed back and fixed all your stuff. I feel better now.
Hey, you know what? I bought him dinner. That's cool. I think there's there's a fair trade off there. I'm not a handy person, I don't know.
Did you throw a steak in his mouth?
Uh-huh.
Wait. They let you buy?
Oh, yeah. We bought dinner for him on Friday. Bought all the stuff for dinner. They came. We cooked.
Oh, you bought the stuff for dinner. Okay.
Yeah, we cooked.
I thought when you're out. Okay.
Cooked them a nice meal. I brought some lunch home after the dupe-a-dash for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy got nothing. There's nothing here. It was a nice weekend, it sounds
like. What a waste.
Yeah, jeez.
God, did you want me to fist fight my father-in-law?
Yes, yes. Now, God.
Or at least clearly, slap fight in your underwear.
Why don't you care about our show, Travis? Why don't you care about us? Did you say slap fight in your underwear?